Well, let's go ahead and establish the pot. One thing I'd like to remind you that the offerings are the same in every puja. We just change the gender, whether it's masculine or feminine. So we can use the same offerings in the Shiva puja, and wherever it says Parameshwari, it'll say Parameshwara. When it says Grihani Twang Mahadevi, Mahadeva. So we just changed the gender. All right. We'll establish the pot. We're going to touch the earth. You are the objective of sensory perception. You are the goddess who distributes the forms of the earth. You are the producer of the universe, the support of all existing things in the universe. Control or sustain the earth. Firmly establish the earth. Make the earth efficient in its motion. Now we put the grains of rice. You are the grains which satisfy and gladden the gods. Gladden the sacrifice. Gladden the Lord of sacrifice. Bring satisfaction to us through sacrifice. We'll put the pot there. Cause the effulgent fire of perception to enter into your highly honored container for renewed nourishment. Remaining there, let it increase in thousands so that upon removal, abounding in spotlessly pure strength, it may come flowing into us. So here we have all of our perception we're putting into the pot. The pot is a container of consciousness. You see the pot up there. She's a container of consciousness. We take all of our awareness, the fire of perception, and put it into the pot. We close it with a coconut. See how happy the coconut is to be sitting on all that perception. We pour water into the pot. You waters are declared the ultimate of waters, established in all creation begotten, abiding in waters as the eternal law of truth. Always abiding in waters as the eternal law of truth, and forever abiding in waters as the eternal law of truth. All the waters from all the sacred pilgrimage places, all the purity of the ocean of existence, we're putting into the pot where infinite consciousness resides. Now we're going to place our coins in there, symbolizing wealth. Let wealth, even abundance, be victorious. Let wealth be sufficient as to be victorious over the severe ocean of existence. As a bow to protect us safe from the enemies of desire, let it be victorious to illuminate all. So here the prayer is, all the wealth that is necessary to the attainment of our dharma, all the art that's necessary for our realization of the highest ideal of perfection, that's what we're putting into the pot, and let it sustain us and keep us free from the enemies of desire. Put the fruit on top of the pot. See, on top of the pot, there's a coconut.
Oh, the fruit is a coconut.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason we use a fruit, because sometimes we don't have a coconut. And if you don't have a coconut, you can use an apple or an orange. Yes?
Swami, this morning, instead of a pot in my puja, I used a copper plate and I placed a lingam. And then I treated the lingam like the fruit. Is that...
No, you would do better to treat the lingam like the pot. You could treat the lingam like the pot. Because what's happening is we are establishing a murti. We're establishing the deity in the form of a pot. This is a container of consciousness. So we're going to give it our pran pratishta. We're going to bathe it and make our offerings to this deity, which is just a pot. This pot was yesterday an ordinary pot. Today it's a container of consciousness. Now it's become a divine symbol sitting on our altar, representing divinity to everyone who comes in. The immediate divinity.
Could I treat the pot as the yoni that the lingam sits in? It's so beautiful.
You don't have to call it a pot. You can place it there. You can place it on top of the rice, on top of where you touched, and then place the lingam inside, okay? And then you make all the worship to both of them. They're united, the yoni and the lingam. They're not separate. So now we place the fruit, that which bears fruit, and that which bears no fruit, that without flowers, and that with flowers as well, to we who exist born of the Lord of the vast, set us free, all this is God. So now we're saying that we too are part of the fruit. We're offering the fruits of our karma, and we're saying, please, you fruit, set this fruit free. I guess living in the Bay Area doesn't have the same meaning. Okay, then we'll decorate the fruit. All the fruit. The pious mark of red vermilion symbolizes the ocean of love, placed prominently upon the head above the nose, sting forth, allows the vibrance of youth to fly. As the stream of ghee pours into the flames, those spirited flames of the divine fire consume the logs of wood, increasing the will and self-reliance of the worship. This red-colored powder indicates love, who drive the chariot of the light of wisdom. Remember, Surya's charioteer is Aruna, that universal love. He's driving the chariot on behalf of the light of wisdom, who's coming to illuminate all of creation. With which we are worshiping our Lord. Please be pleased, O great seer of all, with this offering of red-colored powder, O Maya, increased dissolution, to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. Some kumkum. The red powder is a sindur, and usually the sindur is much brighter in color. The kumkum is a little darker and a little duller. It doesn't shine with the same radiance as kumkum. So there are various different kinds of powders that you can all offer.
The first mantra you said was a bindu, and the other one, the second one, Om Sindhu.
Yes. Yeah, we put the Chandra bindu, the Chandra, Ardha Chandra, and the bindu.
Half moon.
The half moon.
Okay, so there are two mantras?
Yes.
So which comes first?
Ardha Chandra.
Okay.
And then the bindu.
All right, thanks.
Now remember, Ardha Chandra says that the self is infinite. The expressions of the self are infinite, and in union with God is the bindu. I am one with God. So the Chandra bindu, Chandra says all the manifestations of divinity are infinite. And the bindu says, and God and I are one. I am one with God. And that's why the Chandra bindu makes such a happy face. You can look at any coconut anywhere around the room. You'll see they're all smiling at you. They're very pleased to be one with God. Even in the multitude of diversity of the infinite number of possibility. Kumkum, you are being adorned with this divine red powder, which is made more beautiful by the love we share with you. It's Kanti, and is so pleasing. O Lord, when we present this red powder, be pleased. O supreme ruler of all, with this offering of red-colored powder, O Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with...
I'm sorry.
Yeah?
What kind of a shape or where? How does that look?
It's your deity. You decorate her any way you like. Yeah. Sure. You can decorate. You'll see on Saturday we're going to have a wedding here, and where Mom's going to decorate the bride. And you'll see how many different colored powders she... You ever hear take a powder? That lady is going to take a powder. I mean, number of powders. She'll be decorated all over with chandan and kumkum and sindur and haldi and so many different colored powders. She'll get purple and eyeliner and mascara and all the rest, huh? And lipstick. I had to write the padoti. I translated the mantras. You are being adorned with this beautiful divine piece of sandalwood, ground to a paste which is so pleasing. Please accept the offering of sandal paste, Om Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. And then turmeric. O Lord, you are being gratified by this turmeric, the giver of comfort and beauty. When you are worshipped like this, then you must bestow upon us the greatest peace. The offering of turmeric, O Maya, increased dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God.
I'm the baby, I'm sorry.
What?
Maybe I should ask questions somewhere else, but
what?
Just quick. Do you mix these with water, or do they just... They don't stick when I try to do it.
Yeah, they do.
You have no perfect cheater, maybe.
Okay. Huh. We'll come on over, and we'll dot you up. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll dot them all. We'll show you how to make them stick. Yeah, just the powder. If you want, if you really got unsticky powders, stick your finger in the ghee.
Yeah.
And then stick it in the powder. And then it'll stick to anybody's surface. Wherever you decide to apply it. Yes, Amika.
Swamiji, these offerings are still going onto the pot.
Onto the fruit.
The fruit.
Yes. Right. We're still worshiping the fruit. We're decorating the fruit. We're going to make that fruit alive. We're going to make the whole pot the embodiment of our deity. We're taking the prana out of the deity and we put it into our heart. We take it out of our heart and we put it into the pot. Yes, sir?
Do you decorate that same coconut many, many times?
If you don't have a lot of coconuts, you can't. We're going to do a puja next week, I think, in Vallejo sometime. And we're going to establish, I don't know how many deities, but we'll have a coconut for each one of them. So this is going to go on and on and on. Believe me, you'll get an opportunity to see how it's done. Let's give her the milk bath. Coming from the ocean of being, the fulfiller of all desires, granter of supreme bliss to all souls, for the motive of purifying or sanctifying this holy union, we request you to accept this bath with this offering of milk for your bath, Om Maya, increase, dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with God. And yogurt derived from milk, from the ocean of being, sweet and pleasing like the glow of the moon. Let these curds eternally be our ambassador as we request you to accept this bath with this offering of a yogurt for your bath. Om Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with God. Freshly prepared from the ocean of being, causing all fulfillment, we offer this delightful ghee, clarified butter, and request you to accept this bath. With this offering of ghee for your bath, Om Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with God. Honey, prepared from flowers of the ocean of being, enjoyable as the sweetest of the sweet, causing the fire of divine nourishment to burn swiftly, we request you to accept this bath with this offering of honey for your bath. Om Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity. Kali, I am one with God. So here we have the fire of divine nourishment. The honey gets digested very quickly, giving lots of energy. Sugar from the lake of sugar cane, from the ocean of being, which causes the nourishment of sugar to give divine protection from all impurity. We request you to accept this bath with this offering of sugar for your bath. Om Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with God. Now we're going to mix all these five nectars, Panchamrita, all together in the bowl. Milk, curd, ghee, and then honey and sugar mixed together. These five nectars are our ambassador, as we request you to accept this bath with this offering of five nectars for your bath. Om Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with God. So here we have the milk, which stands for the purity of consciousness, the ocean of existence. The purity of consciousness. The yogurt, which has congealed and is solid, is consciousness, the purity of consciousness made manifest in existence. The ghee has grit, has various meanings. One meaning is clarified butter. The other meaning is illumination. And so here we are offering our illumination into the infinite ocean of consciousness and the consciousness which is perceivable in creation. And the honey and the sugar stand for the sweetness and the nourishment that we offer to creation. So here we've got the purity of consciousness and the purity of manifested consciousness in existence. The illumination of consciousness and nourishment and sweetness which we're giving to creation. We mix these five nectars together, and that's what we're offering to the goddess. That's the symbolism of the bath, the nicest things that we could use to wash her feet. We'll use this rose water, the scented oil, on with various beautifully smelling ingredients, as well as the scent of sandal. We offer you the scented oil, O Lord. With this offering of scented oil, O Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with God. A scented bath, some fragrance, as she is the cause of the scent, which is the door to religious ecstasy. Unconquerable, never failing, continually nurturing for all time, may we never tire from calling that manifestation of the highest respect, the supreme goddess of all existence. With this offering of a scented bath, Om Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with God. And now we're going to wash her off.
But we didn't put that on the fruit. It's in the little cup.
In the cup.
So where do you put the water?
In the cup.
Oh, in the cup. Okay.
Yeah. Or what I do, a little trick of the trade, I put the water on my yantra, the flower that's on the yantra. And I put the five nectars in the cup. That's what you get as prasad, the prasad of my offering to wash the feet of the goddess. That's what it tastes like when you wash her feet like that, with five nectars. And then you take the perfume and put it on the flower, and you put the water on the flower, and you've bathed her completely. But when we perform a puja to an individual, you don't want to leave their feet all sticky and gooey with yogurt and honey and dripping. I mean, they'll really mess up the carpet. So then, in order to avoid such situations, we wash their feet with water. We do that to all the Kumaris. We wash their feet with milk and yogurt and with ghee and honey and sugar, and then we wash them off with water. Did you ever see that? The water bath. Please accept the waters from the Ganges, the Jamuna, Godavari, Saraswati, Yamadindu, Kaveri, which have been provided for your bath. With this offering of Ganges bath waters, O Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with God. Now remember, Ganga is the Ira, Jamuna is Pingala. The other five rivers are the five senses. So all of our sensory, all the Ganindriyas, are the flow of the rivers. They bring our minds out and they bring the world in. These are the waters from these rivers that we're offering to wash her feet. All of our sensory perception, the Ira and the Pingala. To take away the cold and the wind and to fully protect your modesty, I am one with God. Of course, she's Digambar. She's clothed in space. So we'll take it upon ourselves to give her a cloth and wrap her up so we can see her. Be hard to have a relationship with a lady who's wearing space. Well, she's pretty spaced out. Huh? Oh, Rook. The sacred thread. Om, the sacred thread. Thread of the highest purity is given by Prajapati, the Lord of creation, for the greatest facility. You bring life and illuminate the greatness of liberation. O sacred thread, let your strength be of radiant light. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity of mind and body, patience and forgiveness, sincerity and honesty, wisdom and knowledge and self-realization are the natural activities of a Brahman. Someone who knows God, this is their natural behavior. Now, with these nine desirable threads all united together, because the sacred thread has nine individual strands of thread symbolizing these nine qualities. The nine desirable threads all united together exemplifying the three gunas or three qualities of harmony of our deity. All the threes are in harmony with these nine threads. This sacred thread will be our ambassador. It'll also be a reminder to us that we're supposed to, what is our natural behavior? Kshama dhamma tapaso chang shantir arjabam evacha. Ganam vigyanam astikam karma brahmasva bhavaja. This is the natural behavior of a Brahman. It's not something we think about. It's something that happens without thought. So this sacred thread will be our ambassador, O ruler of the gods. Please accept it with this offering of a sacred thread, O Maya. Increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. Draksha, we adore the father of the three worlds of excellent fame, grantor of increase. As a cucumber is released from its bondage to the stem, so may we be freed from death to dwell in immortality. With this offering of Rudraksha, O Maya, increased dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali, I am one with God. And now we offer a mala. Om Rosary, the great limitation of consciousness containing all energy within as your intrinsic nature, fulfilling the four desires of men, give us the attainment of your perfection with this offering of mala, Om Maya, increased dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. Some rice. Just put it on top of her head or on her fruit. O great Lord, please accept these grains of rice spotlessly clean, bestowing the fruit of liberation, and give us a spotlessly clean mind. With the offering of grains of rice, O Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. Flower garland. We offer you this garland of flowers with spiraling lotuses, or other flowers and leaves. Be pleased to accept it, O ruler of the gods, with the offering of garland of flowers. O Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. And one flower? Various flowers, such as Malika and others of excellent scent, are being offered to you, our Lord. All these flowers have come the devotion of our hearts for your worship. Be pleased to accept them. With the offering of flowers, O Maya, increase dissolution to the supreme female divinity, Kali. I am one with God. Now we're going to establish stillness in the deity. In the pot, all the places of pilgrimage, as well as all of the gods, all are placed within this container. O multitude of gods, be established within. And now we're going to take our Lelihana Mudra and say, Stam sting stiro baba bidwanga shur baba bajabam pritur baba shisada swamagde puri shabahana. Be still in the gross body, be still in the subtle body, be still in the causal body, quickly taking in this energy and shining forth as the holder of wealth. O divine fire, becoming abundant, destroy the current of rubbish from the of this earth. All the negativities, just get rid of it. That's why we're establishing you so that we can sit in the presence of that purity. You can, from that position, take all the negativities and withdraw your energy from the negativities and put it to the positive. Do we have any questions about the establishment of the pot?
Why is the Mrityunjaya Mantra used for Rudraksha? Would you talk a little bit about the meaning of the Mrityunjaya Mantra in this context?
Yes, the Rudraksha is the eyes of Rudra or Shiva. He sees everything. So when you wear Rudraksha, of course, it has the capacity to retain energy. The energy that you establish in the Rudraksha is the energy that you wear and that you stays with you. Kante bap dakshini bahu, either on your chest or on your right arm. So if you establish the energy of Shiva, Mrityunjaya. Remember, Mahan Mrityunjaya, the victory over the great death. Now, the great death has been defined as forgetting our spiritual selves. So the Mahan Mrityunjaya mantra is the mantra which confers victory over the great death. It allows us to come back from that forgetfulness into a state of remembrance, which is eternal life. And that's why Trambakam Yajamake, we are worshiping the Father of the Three Worlds, Sugandhim Pushti Bardhanam, whose excellent fame has spread out all over Urvaru Kabiva Bandhana, just like a cucumber, it is released from bondage. Mukti Mukshi Yamamrita. So may I be freed from my bondage to dwell in immortality, in the immortal bliss. And that, you put the Rudraksha on, which is the eyes of Shiva. Rudra comes from Asru Trayate, who takes away the tears. Rud, to cry. Asru Trayate iti Rudra. And so here we've taken away the tears and we put on this Rudraksha. The eyes of Rudra, the eyes of Shiva are with me, taking away the tears. All sorrow is gone. And I remember who I am. I get the Sanjeevani. I get to be returned to eternal life from the death, ignoring my spiritual self. The great death. Can you think of a greater death? Living without God? That's the worst that I can think of. So here the Mahan Mrityunjaya mantra, it goes into the Rudraksha. And you wear it. And you remember. And every time you touch it, feel it, he's with you. He's the witness. And pretty soon, you don't forget the witness. You live with the witness. Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.